You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing. Get everybody.
The main weapon being deployed against us by the would-be New World Order is sleight of hand, distraction, and fakery. And we can see its effectiveness in the recent Johnny Depp trial. Meaningless drivel to feed humanity while we are literally being killed by criminal gangs posing as governments. And almost everybody takes a bite. As a human being, one must always factor in the tendency to be fooled and focus on what we know. And so, what do we know so far about monkeypox? We know that after Bill Gates warned of an impending terrorist attack involving a synthetic smallpox in 2017, two new monkeypox vaccines were developed, both admittedly dangerous, known to cause infection, vaccine shedding, and death. And both have been approved by the FDA. And we know that they have been planning for a monkeypox outbreak, just as the Event 201 simulation wargamed COVID-19 the year prior, or as Bill Gates calls it, germ-gamed. In the spring of last year, the U.S. held a monkeypox pandemic simulation exercise with the nonprofit Nuclear Threat Initiative that predicted a monkeypox bioattack in June of this year. During that same time, the UK Ministry of Defense simulated a monkeypox outbreak, focusing on Russian disinfo. And what do we know about monkeypox? Monkeypox was first discovered in 1958 within colonies of laboratory research monkeys who were being given the polio vaccine. And according to the CDC, the only symptom that distinguishes monkeypox from smallpox is lymphadenopathy, swollen lymph nodes, which is also a smallpox vaccine side effect and is known to be a symptom of smallpox, as well as chickenpox. Electron microscope visualization cannot prove a smallpox infection because all pox viruses are morphologically indistinguishable. According to actual science, there is a strong argument that smallpox, monkeypox, chickenpox, and shingles are all the same thing, and there is no actual proof that they are different. We are simply expected to trust the CDC and their logical fallacies as so-called evidence. And so, in 1958, when virologists were likely seeing side effects on lab monkeys they were injecting with experimental vaccines, they called it monkeypox and claimed it was an ancient rare virus that they had just discovered, which, coincidentally, showed up in humans for the first time in 1970. And by 1978, without any proof of its existence, scientific journals were already saying that vaccination is an effective preventative measure against monkeypox. Just 3 months ago, the famous Wuhan lab, who allegedly created COVID-19, published a paper claiming they assembled a monkeypox virus genome, which will enable for successful PCR testing and potentially make it more contagious. And so, just as the PCR tests were used to create false positives by misreading the flu, the common cold, and even fruit as COVID-19, they will now be used to create false positives for monkeypox. Whether you are experiencing vaccine side effects or common herpes, or even asymptomatic monkeypox. And finally, we know that the media is the real virus. And when the media puts out the fear, their followers will eagerly line up to get the new dangerous vaccines and insist that you do the same. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, you can find and share that video, as always, at band.video. The truth about monkeypox. You're not going to hear that from the mainstream media. Stay with us. Big show we have for you today. We'll be joined by Alex Newman in the third hour, taking your calls throughout the first 2 hours, checking in on the WEF, and, of course, reporting on the tragedy in Uvalde. Stay tuned.
FreeWorldOutlet.com. That is a very important URL for InfoWars supporters that want to get great products and save massively. FreeWorldOutlet.com is an amazing organization that we have partnered with who is helping us purchase more product into the future so they can sell our products at a greater discount than you'll normally find at InfoWarsStore.com. FreeWorldOutlet.com is amazing. We're partnered with them. And things like DNA Force Plus that have been sold out at InfoWars Store is available there. Things like X2 being sold at full price, 40% off at FreeWorldOutlet.com, and so much more. Here's some of the others. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. And so many other specials you won't find anywhere else but FreeWorldOutlet.com. FreeWorldOutlet.com, and keep InfoWars in the air while getting great products.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Very big show we have for you today. We'll be joined by Alex Newman in the third hour, taking your calls throughout the first 2 hours this morning. And, of course, we'll be spending quite a bit of time talking about the horrific, mind-numbing shooting that happened yesterday in Uvalde and the political fallout of it, of course. We run through the same playbook we've seen 10,000 times and try to come to some sort of conclusion about what's actually behind the horrific rash of senseless violence in this country. And again, what the leadership in charge is suggesting we do to correct it, and how the things they're suggesting are completely at odds with what's actually behind all of this horror. We'll be taking your calls throughout the first 2 hours. I'll open up the phone lines nice and early this morning for everybody. But for now, we'll begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Wednesday, the 25th of May, 2022. A mass shooting in Uvalde is one of the worst this country has ever seen. The death count now stands at 21, with 19 children and 2 adults killed. Texas school shooting, all victims were in the same classroom, officials said. Law enforcement officials said all the victims were in the same fourth grade classroom, according to the Associated Press, citing an interview by CNN with the Texas Department of Public Safety, Lieutenant Christopher Alvarez. Again, just a horrific story. Here's the timeline of events, according to Lieutenant Chris Alvarez. He says the shooter was involved in a domestic disturbance with his grandmother prior to the shooting. The shooter's name was Salvador Ramos. He did shoot his grandmother at that point. He fled in a vehicle and was in close proximity near the school, where we got calls to local law enforcement. At the Uvalde Police Department, we received a call of crashed vehicle and of an individual armed with a weapon making his way into the school. At that point, we had local law enforcement, school officers, as well as state troopers who were first on the scene, and they were able to hear the actual gunshots inside the classroom. They tried to make entry into the building, where they were met with gunfire by the suspect, by the shooter. Some of those officers were shot. At that point, they began to break the windows around the school, trying to evacuate the children, teachers, anybody they could to try to get them out of the building and out of the school. What we do know, at that point, the shooter was able to make entry into a classroom, barricaded himself inside that classroom, and again just began shooting numerous children and teachers that were in the classroom, having no regard for human life, just a completely evil person by not having any regard for children, anyone that's inside that classroom, and began shooting anyone in the way. At that point, we had tactical law enforcement teams arrived made up of multiple federal officers, local officers, as well as state troopers. They were able to make forcible entry into that classroom. They were met with gunfire as well, but they were able to shoot and kill the suspect. And right now, at this point, we have 19 children that are deceased and the 2 teachers as well. And of course, the Democrats wasted no time in using this tragedy to fit their own ends. Of course, it depends the hierarchy of care they have, what exactly they blame this on. If it's a mentally ill white kid, it's racism and white supremacy in this country. If it's anything else, it's going to be gun control. If it's a deadly car attack, then it's nothing and you can completely ignore it. But of course, it's just typical cynical virtue signaling, and literally before the blood is even dry, campaigning for political gains as a result of this. And again, we'll discuss exactly what the impetus was behind this and what actual solutions there could be for it. We'll get into that, of course, later this hour, and take your phone calls in it as well. But we'll leave that there for now and come back to it in the next segment. Meanwhile, there were primary elections yesterday in Georgia, Alabama, Arkansas, and Texas, as well as a Minnesota special election. And pretty astonishing results. Incumbent Republican Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia is projected to survive a primary challenge by former Senator David Perdue, who received former President Donald Trump's biggest endorsement and the most financial help he's given to any candidate so far. Trump-backed candidates appear to be foundering Tuesday night in Georgia, although his preferred Senate candidate, Herschel Walker, is projected to win the Republican nomination. But CBS projected Attorney General Chris Carr survived the challenge from the Trump-backed John Gordon. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, whom Trump asked in January 2020 to find enough votes to overturn the election, or, you know, just have an election that people can actually trust and count all the votes as they are supposed to be counted, will win the Republican nomination over his challenger, Trump-backed U.S. Rep. Jody Heiss. He was one of the House Republicans who challenged the election results in Pennsylvania and Arizona on January 6, 2021. You also have – so he'll Kemp will face Democrat Stacey Abrams in Georgia for the seat. You also have the Bush dynasty completely obliterated. George P. Bush got less than 40% of the vote against Ken Paxton, who sailed to an easy victory, marking this year, today, as the first time since the 1980s that a Bush nowhere in America is either in office or running for office. We're free, folks. We're free from the loving hand of the Bushes. Thank God. Meanwhile, the World Economic Forum Davos meeting continues to take place in Switzerland, with George Soros giving a speech in which he said society may not survive Putin's war. Russia's invasion of Ukraine may have marked the start of a third world war, and Russian President Vladimir Putin must be defeated as soon as possible if the world wants to preserve civilization. That was the stark message that Hungarian-born billionaire and philanthropist George Soros delivered on Tuesday to attendees at the 2022 World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He said, even when the fighting stops, as it eventually must, the situation will never revert to where it was before, warned the 91-year-old Soros. Yes, it's changing the world forever, this minor territorial conflict between Russia and a former Russian state. We all have to change everything about all of our lives entirely, completely, and forever, because of this conflict that was brought about by the meddling of the very George Soros who was giving this speech in his well-manufactured and orchestrated Orange Revolution some 8 years ago. Meanwhile, multiple attorney generals are considering criminal charges against Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci for illegal gain-of-function research. Dr. Richard Fleming joined Alex Jones in the studio to break down this case. Multiple state attorneys are looking at indicting Fauci and Bill Gates and those involved who engineered the pandemic that has brought the world to this state of chaos and collapse. Finally, we have this. Russia and China fly nuclear-capable bombers in joint military drill during Biden trip to Japan, a joint military exercise in which Russia and China flew nuclear-capable bombs Tuesday during President Biden's trip to Eastern Asia, demonstrates how both sides remain close even as Russia brutalizes Ukraine, a senior administration official tells Fox. The drills, which officials described as the most significant cooperation between the two countries since Russia invaded Ukraine 3 months ago, come as Biden is in Tokyo for the Quad Leaders Summit with the leaders of Japan, India, and Australia. The exercise shows that China is continuing its military cooperation with Russia in the Indo-Pacific, even as Russia brutalizes Ukraine, the official says. It also shows that Russia will stand with China in the East and South China Seas, not with other Indo-Pacific states. And clearly, you know, what we should do is drive them closer together. Think for the safety and peace of the world, what we should do is aggravate both China and Russia at the same time and solidify and codify their partnership and allies. It seems like everything that the world leaders are doing are pushing us into world war. They don't seem the slightest bit concerned at avoiding a third world war. In fact, I think we already are in a third world war, and I don't think it started in Ukraine. I think it started in Syria with, again, American involvement in that country. It's always coming back to bite us in the ass. Maybe we could just stay home from now on. Maybe we cannot get involved trying to overthrow countries around the world. Maybe we wouldn't be in this situation. But whether it's George Soros or Mitt Romney now warning about having to just deal with Russian nuclear weapons, these people never once consider how to stop, prevent, or roll back from World War III. They're only concerned how to exploit and take advantage of it for their own means. We'll be back on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been through quite a fight together, and I want to thank you all for your prayers, your support. You know who you are, but I just want to be straight with you right now. It is an opportunity to spread the word about InfoWars. It is an opportunity to share our articles and videos. It is an opportunity for your future and human liberty to buy products at InfoWarsStore.com that will enrich your life and keep us on air. So, history's happening now. Don't let the world pass you by. Know that we are tireless fighters completely committed to defending freedom and the human future against the transhumanist satanic globalists. And we are having success. So I want to thank all the viewers and thank all the listeners and let you realize that you sponsored, you paid, like giving your military ammunition and uniforms and aircraft and intelligence to put us into the field. And if you hadn't done that, we wouldn't be on air today. So everything we've done this far has been an expression of your will, your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support. So I want to encourage all of you to not sit by on the sidelines if you've never bought products or never spread the word, never prayed for an awakening. If you've never supported the InfoWar, to be part of this fight. Because when you get great products at InfoWarsStore.com, the supplements, the books, the films, the Patriot apparel, all of it has huge effects. Just the t-shirts and ball caps, you'll meet like-minded people, you'll find friends, you'll discover enemies. It's an adventure to wear InfoWars gear, to wear the InfoWar uniform of liberty. And that's just one small part of it. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get things like X2 and Ultra 12 and all the other game-changing products I don't have time to tell you about that was just research are incredible. Again, I can't express enough on you that history is happening right now. And if you sit on the sidelines, you've already made a choice. You could join evil and serve the New World Order, or you could join freedom and fight for a human future, or you can pretend that you're protecting yourself by not getting involved. That's all a lie. So I want to salute the listeners and viewers who over the years have supported the broadcast. I want to thank you for your support and salute what you've done. And I want to encourage those of you out there that haven't been engaged, that have just been passive, to realize putting skin in the game metaphysically in front of God and the entire universe has a massive effect. So go now to InfoWarsStore.com. We're not backed by George Soros or big billionaires. We're backed by we the people, by you, the viewers and listeners. And I want to encourage you to get off that fence and go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got great service. We got great products. And order today. And then you are literally part of this historic event that's happening. Again, if you've been a past customer, thank you. You helped do all of this. I want to encourage you again to get great products. But it is those of you that back the broadcast that have done all this. InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of natural compounds out there that turbocharge and boost our stamina, our energy, our libido, that are also amazing pre- or post-workouts. And we went out and looked at the top brands, the top reviews, and came out with Alpha Power. Now, it's so hard to source good, clean herbs like we have in this that it's been sold out for more than 6 months, but now Alpha Power is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 40% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about these compounds and ingredients for yourself, and then try it for yourself. Now, the formula is made for men, but it does amazing things for women as well. Find out what just one of the ingredients does, LJ100, and then go on from there. Alpha Power, exclusively available right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. You are really missing out if you don't experience what Alpha Power does. It has improved my life and so many others just to incredible levels.
back, folks. This is American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Of course, our top story today is the horrific mass shooting that took the lives of 19 school children and two adults at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. And, of course, the political grandstanding that couldn't wait 5 minutes on behalf of the Democrats. We'll talk about just sort of the absurdity of all of this, but Tucker Carlson took to his show yesterday to really savage the Democrats' heartlessness when it comes to this sort of stuff. We'll play that video in just a second. First, here is Governor of Texas Greg Abbott with his statement about the shooting yesterday.
The shooter was Salvador Romas, an 18-year-old male who resided in Uvalde. It's believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered into the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun, and he may have also had a rifle, but that is not yet confirmed, according to my most recent report. He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly, 14 students and killed a teacher. Mr. Romas, the shooter, he himself is deceased and is believed that responding officers killed him.
So he was actually killed by Border Patrol agents there on the ground as he'd barricaded himself in a classroom. At that point, the death toll was 14. It's now raised up to 19 children and two adults in the classroom there before the shooter himself was killed. He was only 18 years old. He had apparently legally bought the guns on his 18th birthday. And of course, as we said, the Democrats are rushing to make political hay out of this. Here are pictures from his Instagram. He posted images of his gun, and he'd actually tagged, you can see it's blurred out there, but he tagged some random woman that apparently didn't know him, doesn't live in Texas, but he'd sent her some very strange messages saying, basically wanting her to retweet the picture of the gun. What that was about, we're not really sure what his motivation was. There really hasn't been any information about this, whether there's any prior warnings about this, nothing of the sort. And again, we'll talk about sort of what's actually behind this here in a second. But first, I want to go to Tucker Carlson's really brilliant monologue about this, where, again, he lambasted the Democrats for jumping on this and perverting it and twisting it to their own political ends, as they always do. Now, if it was a white guy, it'd be, we have to stop white supremacy. We have to put into place domestic terror programs. Since it's not a white guy, then its guns are at fault. Since it was in Texas, it must be because it's a conservative state and it's Governor Abbott's fault. No, actually, it's the NRA and the gun lobby. It's their fault. We'll explain why all of this is fallacious nonsense in just a little bit. But first, here's Tucker Carlson breaking down the Democrats' actions yesterday.
The United States, frail, confused, bitterly partisan, desecrating the memory of recently murdered children with tired talking points from the Democratic Party, dividing the country in a moment of deep pain rather than uniting. His voice rising, amplified only as he repeats the talking points he repeated for over 35 years in the United States Senate. Partisan politics being the only thing that animates him. Unfit for leadership of this country. Will Cain is a man we trust. He often fills in on this show. He's also the host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Will Cain, what a moment this would have been if he had stopped a sentence in and said, we're going to pray for these families, and let's let this marinate for a minute. Let's stand respectfully before a tragedy. And Joe Biden has lived tragedy, so he could say that with some credibility. He moved immediately into some DNC rant off a cue card. That's the president?
What a moment this almost was. For
yes.
There, a moment at the beginning of the speech, it sounded like he might bring this country together, talking
yes.
about the loss inside someone when they lose a child, the hole that never will be filled, quoting scripture, which is so important in this moment, Tucker,
yes.
because what we're suffering from culturally is a rot of spirituality, a loss of meaning. And then you're exactly right. He turns and gets animated when it's time to cast blame, when it's time to point fingers, when it's time to be partisan. You know, he can't point to a single law that would have stopped this shooter because he doesn't know what this shooter did yet, what gun he used. He knows nothing about the details of this crime. And so, therefore, he knows not what law he could offer that would solve this crime.
Exactly.
Which reveals it was just simply partisanship. I've been listening to you tonight, Tucker, and I do share this sentiment with you. It's a true reflection of character, and not limited to the President of the United States. If your first instinct is to turn to partisanship, if your first instinct is to blame those who disagree, you know, I know you're probably familiar with this, Tucker. David Foster Wallace gave an amazing speech once where he said, you don't get a choice of whether or not to worship. You get a choice as to what you worship. And what we are seeing people worship politics. And if that's the case, they'll sacrifice anything for their own righteousness, for their own narcissism, for their own partisanship.
I mean, to stand before the image of murdered children and your first impulse is, I can be more powerful if only I leverage this in the right way. That's what the President of the United States, I'm in shock having seen the President of the United States call for, you know, more power for himself. That's his answer?
Well, the only reason I'm not in shock, Tucker, is I was around and so were you when I saw Barack Obama stand on the graves of dead children as well. And so this was somewhat anticipatory. You could expect this would be what would happen. And again, Tucker, I've been listening to you tonight. And you've been asking some important questions. For example, I heard you ask Judge Pirro earlier in the show, do we study these things? Do we study these shooters? How can we stop them in the future? You know, in the 80s, we put together the behavioral science unit at the FBI to stop serial killers. Now, these guys in these situations often kill themselves. We can see what makes them tick. We can do more. We can put money into protecting schools. We just gave $40 billion, Tucker, to Ukraine to protect and rebuild that country. We can't afford to protect our schools. We immediately put money into protecting schools from COVID. By the way, much of it, which is not yet used, could be used to protecting schools. There are things we can do, but the most important thing, Tucker, is figure out what's going on culturally with this country. We are callous, we are partisan, we are not spiritual, and we have lost meaning.
I hope we will not let politicians leverage our grief to make them more powerful for their aggrandizement. It's really disgusting, if I can say. Will Kane, I appreciate your coming on tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Tucker.
Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our
news. So some pretty brutal words by Tucker Carlson in condemnation of President Biden doing exactly as he said, getting up and spouting the same talking points they've said forever. And again, it's just, I don't know, cynical, despicable. I don't know what the word is exactly. But these people have no legitimate moral outrage about what's going on. This horrific massacre is sort of devastating in the scale of it and the people targeted. It really pales in comparison to the tens of thousands of extra murders that have happened just over the last 2 years with Democrat policies. We'll talk about it more on the other side.
I'm about to give you a very important URL that you need to save, that you need to write down, that you need to keep in your mind. freeworldoutlet.com. If you want to keep InfoWars on the air while at the same time getting amazing products and save money, then this is the place to go, freeworldoutlet.com. Now, I've worked with the folks that have created this amazing online shopping cart for many, many years. And because we've been deplatformed, because we've been attacked, because a lot of powerful forces are trying to shut us down, we've been reaching out to partners we've had in some cases for over a decade, like in this case, and asking them to develop and set up sites and systems so people can get our products into the future, no matter what happens to some of the InfoWars operations. So if you want to save money and get amazing products like DNA Force Plus that's sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, available, discounted at freeworldoutlet.com. Or things like X2, about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now. It is 40% off at freeworldoutlet.com. Let me tell you what else is discounted there. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off at freeworldoutlet.com. Brain Force Plus, 50% off at freeworldoutlet.com. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off at freeworldoutlet.com, and so many other great specials. So you get the very same great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We partner with these folks so we can get money into the future to be able to actually produce more products to keep ourselves on the air. It's partnerships like this that help us stay on air and help you save money while enjoying the amazing health benefits and life-fulfilling benefits of the amazing supplements. But not just that, there are a whole bunch of amazing books and documentary films and so much more. They're going to be adding new products all the time to freeworldoutlet.com. So keep InfoWars on the air, save money, enrich your life at one place, freeworldoutlet.com, and thank you so much for your support.
There is another very important phase of warfare. It has as its target not the body, but the mind of the enemy.
The target of psychological warfare is against the enemy's mind.
It is words and ideas.
Ammunition used by Cywar.
Its mission is to influence the thoughts of the enemy soldiers. And at the same time,
is expected and encouraged to study foreign languages and the social sciences such as history, economics, and sociology. He must have a broad and sympathetic understanding of all phases of human experience.
Gripping at my skin, the walls of night closing.
But the use of this force as an integral part of combat has now taken on new form.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now if you want to call in about this or about anything. Of course, we're talking about the Uvalde massacre that took place at Robb Elementary School. Want to give us a call here at American Journal. Taking all calls now. The number dial 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal. InfoWars has the story. Leftists clamor for gun control, blame Republicans just hours after the tragic Texas elementary school shooting. Democrats hold true to their motto, never let a crisis go to waste. 18-year-old shooter Salvador Ramos dead after killing 14 children and one teacher in Uvalde, Texas. Liberal politicians, celebrities, journalists, and activists are leaping at the chance to advance their gun control agenda and blame their political opposition for the tragic shooting at an elementary school in Texas that left 14 children and one teacher dead. Author Stephen King, athlete LeBron James, and director Rob Reiner were among the first celebrities to demand gun control in response to the Robb Elementary School shooting on Tuesday. And again, you know, it's like when they go to protest the Supreme Court nominee and they go with a bunch of signs that say, you know, we reject, and then a blank line, and they're just waiting to fill in whatever name it is. We know they want to get rid of our guns. We know they want to, you know, demonize white people and use the scourge of white supremacy, so-called white supremacy, to eliminate freedom at large in this country. After all, it's not that complicated, right? They want to get rid of white supremacy, and they also tell you white supremacy is free speech and the Second Amendment and everything else this country is founded on. Really not that complicated. They're telling you what they want to destroy, and they're just waiting for the crisis to give them the excuse to do it. And there is a sort of hierarchy of care in this case. They sort of have these prefabricated responses to whatever happens. And like we said, if it was a white guy, it'd be white supremacy. It's not, so it's entirely the fault of guns. And again, I don't think any of this is even legitimate. I think there's a much, much deeper issue here. I think we have a society that is replete with hopelessness and chaos and uncertainty and just loneliness and a number of other issues that healthy societies don't have. Like, every society is going to have crazy people. Every society is going to have certain people that are just off their rocker, somehow not quite right in the head. Ideally, you have a society that is functional enough and stable enough and happy enough that when you do have the occasional outlier, it can be dealt with in a sensible way, or they have the support that they need or the community that they require to deal with the problems that they're going through. We'll tear down all of those things, strip the entire society of all of its support structure. And then instead of having the occasional outlier of extreme violence, you have a plethora of it. You have an overwhelming amount of it. And you can't even deal with it because you're busy dealing with the just rampant street-level crime that you're having to deal with. You know, if you don't take care of things at the beginning, you know, when there's small little issues, then they grow and they start spouting in a whole bunch of other issues. So what the shooting in Uvalde is, just like the shooting in Buffalo, just like the shootings over Easter weekend, just like the shootings in Sacramento, just like the parade attack in Waukesha, just like all of this, they're symptoms. They're symptoms of a very, very deep cancer in this country. It might be the lesion on your skin that you see, but gun control is a Band-Aid on that lesion. It does nothing to confront the rotting cancer that's causing the symptoms. In fact, it's only making those symptoms even worse. Now, we'll talk about what some of these people have said and some of the things that they're calling for, how none of it is, you know, legitimate or reasonable. But again, just take a moment to really, you know, consider the differing reactions to this shooting and the shooting in Buffalo. This shooting is being blamed on Greg Abbott in Texas because we have guns. Okay, well, what about the shooting 10 days ago in Buffalo, New York? And the simultaneous shooting that occurred that very same day in Sacramento, California. California, New York, some of the most gun-controlled places in the country. Mass shooting in each one of those places just 10 days ago. So, well, they can't use that talking point. They can't use the, it's a conservative state, so it's their fault, and actually it's all Republicans at blame for this. So they just don't use that talking point. Now, I can't use that. Put that card away. Then you go to, well, what's the motivation behind this? What's the race of the person? What was their living condition? What did they believe? What caused this? Well, that's what you do if it's a white guy, because then you want to demonize whatever you think or can portray him as representing. Well, they don't have, I can't play that card either. Okay, put that card away. All right, now all that's left is the gun control card. And again, I'm not even saying it's a legitimate, you know, reading into this, because I don't think it's appropriate or accurate to take a shooting like the one in Buffalo that clearly did have a political motivation of some sort. And the guy wrote a manifesto, after all, explaining what he was doing and why he was doing it. But clearly this guy had to have some sort of reason. So again, it's not even appropriate to go, well, the guy in Buffalo, he was white. He was a white guy. And of course, the ADL and others have prefabricated laws that they want to pass, and they pass it like the next day, right? Buffalo shooting happens. They pass the laws to establish entirely new domestic terror police forces and police capabilities and spy state apparatuses to monitor and surveil the American people in yet another constriction of our liberty. But they chase down, they go, oh, he's white. What is it about being white in this country that's behind this? Have you seen anybody say, well, the Salvador Ramos guy, he's Hispanic. What is it about being Hispanic in this country? Is it the Hispanics in this country that need to be watched? Is Hispanic supremacy the number one threat in this country? And what is it about all these Hispanics? And what can we do about it? Be incredibly inappropriate and sort of made me feel dirty even just saying it as a speculation there, as a, you know, example. Because clearly, the Hispanic community is not at fault for this. They're the victims of this. But, you know, that's just me, I guess. That's just me. Our enemies have no compunction about throwing an entire race under the bus when it's convenient for them. When it's not, they'll ignore it completely. But again, you have to ask the question, who will have guns then? Who will have guns? According to the leftist, regular people don't deserve guns. So who should? In this case, who took the guy out with a gun? Border Patrol. So should only Border Patrol have guns? Kind of a strange position to hold from the leftists who also want to get rid of Border Patrol. So what is their ultimate goal? They'll disarm the people and they'll open up the borders? You know, maybe they'd rather have us be like some of the states that have strict gun control, like Mexico. Maybe we'll just be run by criminal cartels that have literally all of the guns they could possibly desire and murder people in the most horrific and devastating ways, beheadings and hanging them from highway overpasses. Well, maybe that's where we need to go. Maybe we'll pass, you know, very strict gun control. That's, in that case, it'll be imposed on the people. There's a documentary called Cartel Lands, I think. To figure out the exact one, but it's about this guy who's like a Robin Hood type figure who's going around arming regular Mexican villagers against the cartels. What do the cartels do? They go to the government. The government comes in and picks up all the guns from the cartel's enemies so the cartels can have a free reign. Maybe we'll be more like that. Maybe that's how they want us to be. Maybe they want us to be a little bit more like China, a little bit more like Australia. You know, when this type of horrific thing happens, you know, our hearts are not made of stone. We have the same reaction anybody else has. Maybe I'd be willing to give up my guns. Maybe I'd be perfectly willing to say, you know what, I don't need my guns if it means that kids aren't going to die in school. I'd be willing to do that if my government wasn't so actively and openly desirous of putting me in a camp. Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. First, the government has to stop saying they want to kill me.
Hey, Klaus, do you have a second?
The Great Reset is the vision for a new society built upon...
Klaus, buddy, people are starting to say that you look like Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars. Klaus?
Yeah?
I'm just saying, we gotta...
Yeah? What is it, my child?
I'm just saying, we gotta hit the reset button on your wardrobe, and then from there, we can maybe work on
that... The Great Reset is the vision for a new society.
That's great, Klaus. I tell you what, you keep doing you. I need a drink.
We will eat the Klaus. Bugs. We will own the nothing.
Just lose the robe. Okay, Klaus? That's it. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
What does he know about style?
I, for one, think that you look fabulous, my dear.
InfoWars has been selling a variety of Faraday cages to protect your privacy for more than 20 years. We were one of the first national talk shows to expose satellite tracking and how government and corporations and hackers and other criminal groups are using it to steal your identity and sell your information. Everybody out there watching right now has had the apps and the phone companies and the big tech companies track your data, create a dossier, and sell it to hundreds, if not thousands, of different organizations. And they use this data to collectively screw over not just the people of America, but the people of the world. Now, we've sold more than 10 different brands of Faraday cages. But a couple years ago, I said, listen, I want high quality, made in America systems that the military uses that are also very, very affordable. So we set out to find out who has the main contracts to supply the Pentagon, the FBI, and others. We finally made contact over a year ago. We put in an order more than 6 months ago, and they came in, ladies and gentlemen. We have 12 different sizes of high-quality Faraday cages for iPads, laptops, cell phones, big cell phones, little cell phones. They've even got huge bags you can put multiple desktops in that are 100% impenetrable so that different organizations and groups and contact tracers cannot penetrate into your device and steal your data and create a map of your life and how to take you down. This is so critical, and going into the future, everybody is going to be involved in this. In fact, it's one of the fastest growing industries out there. We have high quality systems for every different type of device at InfoWarsStore.com under our new private label that we've done with this great company titled Redux. So get your Redux Faraday cages at InfoWarsStore.com to protect your privacy and your life while you fund the InfoWar. Redux.
Back, folks. We'll go to your phone calls here in just a second. Captain Obvious, Jeremy. Got Sean in Riverside, California, has some information about the Texas shooter there in Uvalde. Let's just look a little bit at what some of these leftists are saying, and how, again, you know, they all always say the same thing as each other all the time about everything. It's interesting how they. It's almost like they download these talking points out of thin air. And interestingly, it's gone from, you know, blaming violent video games or something of that sort to blaming the fact that guns exist and that Republicans like guns, and just saying it's your fault because you like guns, to now actively saying that the GOP wants this and likes this. And the Republicans aren't concerned about civil liberties and the, you know, dignity and self-respect that being armed and not being a subject but being a citizen has. No, they want children to die. That's the talking point from the left, which is amazing because the deadliest policies in America are 100% leftist. We're not the one killing literally millions of babies every year through abortion. Just in 2020, the murder rate skyrocketed something like 30%, specifically amongst the black population, leading to thousands of more murders. What's that old saying? A single murder is a tragedy. A million is a statistic. Well, the death toll of Democrat policies are in the statistical realm. And again, it's perception management, right? And nobody's saying that what happened yesterday is not just, you know, in a category completely of its own. You know, when you have 19 children murdered in a single instance, clearly has the overwhelming emotional and, you know, just the devastating impact that has. But what if it had been a single gunman killing 2,700 people? Would it be apparent then, the devastating effects of the Democrat policies? Is it because it's stretched out and it's over the period of a year and each individual story doesn't get the focus other ones do? So maybe just in your own conception, you can imagine what a mass murder of 2,000 people would look like, and understand that is not something that you try to lay on the left because they like you know, freedom of speech. And so you say, oh, freedom of speech is what caused all this. No, it's the Democrats push a policy, that policy is enacted, and the direct fallout attributable 100% to that policy alone is 2,000 deaths. Not some vague, like, well, if we didn't have guns, then, you know, we'd be safer. Which, again, look at Mexico. Is that – how's their murder rate going? They have very strict gun control. Look at China. Maybe it'd be better instead of, you know, being shot in the street by some criminal that was just released on bail, it'd be better for you to be locked in your apartment and starved to death and have to jump out of the window just to kill yourself because you're so damn miserable. Like, maybe it'd be better if we were like China. Maybe it'd be better if we were like – the UK, and we could start going after knives next when it turns out that getting rid of the tool of violence doesn't get rid of the violent impulse itself and the chaos and destruction and horror caused by the modern world isn't because of the tools that the people use to carry it out. There were just as many guns, and it was significantly easier to get a gun 30, 40 years ago. These types of things didn't happen. Are we more right-wing than we were 40 years ago? You know, if you can plot this on a graph, is it the rise in gun rights corresponding with a rise in mass shootings, or have gun rights consistently been restricted and gun violence consistently been on the upswing? So these two things are not correlated. They're at odds with one another. But again, the talking point here, Eric Swalwell says this murder of this children is by GOP design. It's not just that they, you know, we like being armed, we like the Second Amendment, and so it's an unfortunate consequence of that freedom. No, no, it's by design, he's saying. He's saying we like this and we want this and we enjoy children being murdered. Again, sort of an ironic position for the child murderers to be, you know, the people advocating for post-birth abortion. They're horrified by this, of course. Maybe if we told them that, maybe if we performed abortions with guns, they'd be against them. There's a thought. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez picks up this thread when she says it's an idolatry of violence, idolizing violence. Again, not saying that this is just an unfortunate consequence of freedom, because freedom requires virtue. And when you don't have virtue, that freedom can be dangerous. When you don't have a society that's built around supporting its every member and uplifting each other when it's focused on material gain and division and exploitation, then yeah, having freedom there is a dangerous mix. You got to have the virtue to be worthy of the freedom. Dianne Feinstein, or whoever is controlling her Twitter account as she lays in a coma somewhere, uses the term gun safety reform. It's gun safety, of course. But again, they pick up this thing. It's not that we like guns and, you know, this is a tragedy. It's that the GOP is actively engaged in this and loves this. And the other thing they blame completely nonsensically is the gun lobby. As if there's a lobby encouraging people to buy guns. I'll tell you, never in my life have I experienced a frenzy of gun buying like I saw in the spring of 2020. And it was because the NRA put out a particularly convincing ad campaign. No, it convinced everybody and their neighbors to go buy a gun in 2020 was the feeling of absolute uncertainty and lack of safety. The fact that every single night we saw buildings being burned and people being assaulted, people being shot dead in the street, and the police not coming to save them. So people rightfully saw that and said, I better get a gun to protect myself because this government doesn't care about me and isn't going to protect me from these criminals. So you want to stop people from buying guns? Stop implementing leftist policies. Stop creating an atmosphere of complete uncertainty and unsafety where people feel the need to arm themselves because they know that the cops won't come. In Austin, you call 911, you're going to get put on hold. They're going to come save you? They might not even come even if you do get through. They can't hire enough people, apparently. So the greatest gun salesmen of all time are the left for the policies as they implement that encourage people to want to buy guns because the crime rate explodes because the police aren't there. So we sold more guns the history of America in 2020 and 2021 as a direct consequence of leftist policies being enacted and their inevitable consequences, causing thousands and thousands of extra people to die in a single year from the gun violence they deplore so much, apparently. And again, I'd be happy to give up my guns if I didn't know they already built the camps. If the government wasn't salivating and drooling at the prospect of throwing me in a camp or shoving a needle in my arm, I'd be happy to give up my guns. Unfortunately, the Democrats can't hide their intentions. And we know exactly what they're after. And it's us. So yeah, it's a tragedy, and I'd be willing to do just about anything to make sure something like this never happened again. Here's the problem. Gun control cannot be the answer. It is not the answer. You can just look at examples around the world of other countries to see the horror that they find themselves in, and look at the government and see what it wants to implement, and understand that one of the only things stopping America from being Australia or from being China is the fact that we are armed. As much as I would love to be able to trust my government, give up my gun and say, it's all in your hands. You've sworn to protect me and you'll uphold that end of the bargain. Instead, they'll disarm us. Then they'll let the criminals out of prison. And we'll be defenseless against them. Or they'll arm the cartels that they're cooperating with in this human trafficking operation that they're carrying on. And of course, the same people that want to disarm you also want to get rid of the police and also want to get rid of the Border Patrol and want to leave you completely and utterly defenseless. And if you complain about it, they want to call you a domestic terrorist and put you in a camp and re-educate you. So it's a two-sided coin, you understand. I'd love to not have to have guns, but I don't trust you people, and you people are clearly not trustworthy. So why would we give up guns? So if you don't want to sell guns, it's not the NRA that's your problem. It's Black Lives Matter. The psychologist in schools putting kids on SSRIs, destroying their mental faculties, and then destroying the religion and the family that would be the support in any functional society and replacing it with a social worker.
I'm about to give you a very important URL that you need to save, that you need to write down, that you need to keep in your mind. freeworldoutlet.com. If you want to keep InfoWars on the air while at the same time getting amazing products and save money, then this is the place to go, freeworldoutlet.com. Now, I've worked with the folks that have created this amazing online shopping cart for many, many years. And because we've been deplatformed, because we've been attacked, because a lot of powerful forces are trying to shut us down, we've been reaching out to partners we've had in some cases for over a decade, like in this case, and asking them to develop and set up sites and systems so people can get our products into the future, no matter what happens to some of the InfoWars operations. So if you want to save money and get amazing products like DNA Force Plus that's sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, available discounted at freeworldoutlet.com. Or things like X2, about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now. It is 40% off at freeworldoutlet.com. Let me tell you what else is discounted there. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off at freeworldoutlet.com. Brain Force Plus, 50% off at freeworldoutlet.com. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off at freeworldoutlet.com, and so many other great specials. So you get the very same great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We partner with these folks so we can get money into the future to be able to actually produce more products to keep ourselves on the air. It's partnerships like this that help us stay on air and help you save money while enjoying the amazing health benefits and life-fulfilling benefits of the amazing supplements. But not just that, there are a whole bunch of amazing books and documentary films and so much more. They're going to be adding new products all the time to freeworldoutlet.com. So keep InfoWars on the air, save money, enrich your life at one place, freeworldoutlet.com, and thank you so much for your support.
You're listening.